I'd like now to welcome to the Radio Cafe Judy Goldberg. She's founder and executive director of the Youth Media Project, and Katie Gross is education coordinator there. She's an AmeriCorps Vista volunteer. And Ryan Lawless is a radio producer, all with Youth Media Project. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you, Mary Charlotte.
Thank you
for having us.
So, Judy, I want, first of all, to just give you major kudos for what you have accomplished with the Youth Media Project. You started out this thing how many years ago?
It's basically 7 years ago.
7 years ago, and you had this idea, and you have been an intrepid grant writer, coordinator of people, finder of talent, teacher of skills, and now you have this Youth Media Project with so many participants, so many graduates, and you have been selected as one of 10 youth media programs in the United States to be represented in Washington, D.C. What's that all about?
Well, I would love Katie Gross, who is our education coordinator and oversight of this What's Going On Now campaign that is centered from the Kennedy Center, to talk about what What's Going On Now is.
Is all about. And you see, this is another quality of our lovely Judy Goldberg, is that she empowers others. Katie, what's going on with What's Going On Now?
So we were lucky enough to be selected to participate in this national conversation that was developed by the Kennedy Center in D.C. They came up with the concept of looking at Marvin Gaye's seminal album, What's Going On, which came out in 1971.
And spoke to the youth of that time, which is a really long time ago.
Exactly. A very long time ago. And
not that long.
I know.
Seems long.
And, you know, in that album, he talked about all kinds of social issues. It was really his chance to speak about the world and what was going on in the world, as opposed to kind of his more sentimental, schlocky. Not that it wasn't good, but.
Hey.
So this was his chance to really discuss social issues and relevant issues that were happening during the 1960s and 70s. So the Kennedy Center wanted to honor Marvin Gaye and his album 40 Years Later by having a national conversation with youth media organizations from around the country to look at this album and see what's going on now. So looking at the issues that Marvin Gaye discussed and addressed and sang about and see where we are now.
War, poverty, lack of education, inequality.
Exactly.
Family issues.
Mm-hmm.
Belief.
Faith.
Social responsibility.
Yep.
Addiction.
Poverty.
Yeah, those things don't exist anymore.
No, they've all been solved. It's really amazing.
Disappeared.
And so they're basically trying to get a read on young people and how you're thinking about it, talking about it, and making media about it.
Right.
Exactly. And also utilizing, for some of the projects, they pull from the album. So they encouraged us to do remixes of some of the songs, so to bring that into current day work as well. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and using the actual songs and lyrics as inspiration for...
Not just the title track, but everything on the album.
Yeah, exactly. Not just the title. All the songs addressing poverty, the environment, social responsibility, all those.
And this was such a springboard for Youth Media Project, because that's the content area that we work with. And we currently work, I think, in around 12 different educational settings, whether they're high schools or colleges, or working with other nonprofits. So we started to put the word out to those groups that we work with and started generating content for this broadcast that's coming up on KSFR on Wednesday.
The day after tomorrow.
Exactamundo.
At what time? 7 o'clock to 8.
7 o'clock to 8. Mm-hmm. And what we have at Youth Media Project is an ongoing after-school production team. Yeah. And that group, which is around 15... Mm-hmm. Students strong at this
17.
Point. 17 students strong, coming from most of the high schools are represented at mm-hmm. this point. And so they started developing material around this and will be hosting the show. We work with Capitol High School, a class there, Monte del Sol. We did a whole intensive weekend at the United World College, generating stories specifically around faith and social responsibility and all the issues that we've talked about, that there were templates for from the Kennedy Center. any other schools were generating content from?
The community college here, Santa Fe Community College.
Yeah, well, Ryan is representing the Santa Fe Community College. He's a member of the production team.
Yeah, my role is to come up with a radio piece for it, and it's not just any ordinary radio piece. It's really been something fun I'm working on. And
what's your piece about?
It's a radio piece on family issues that Marvin Gaye was talking about. It's also containing
the
song.
Did you use your own family, families around you?
Yes, I actually talked about my own family in the radio piece. And then how it also reflects just in general everyone else's family. Everyone might struggle with some family issues here and there, so.
Yeah. All happy families are the same. Unhappy families.
I have a message just
turns
to
out that that's not really true, but anyway.
But I think what Ryan's doing and what we encourage all of our students to do is to look within themselves. What are their own experiences? What are their own stories that are then also reflected in a larger context? And so when we connect on a personal level, it gives us this opportunity to have a certain level of investment and concern and care in the outcomes that happen in the greater world. And I think that's, if Youth Media Project has a niche, I think that would be it, and that's what we really encourage in students. And I think to a large part it's also to speak to that things happen, and we create stories around them, and then we have the opportunity to choose if we want to keep self-identifying to those stories or if we want to change that relationship.
Very interesting. Now, when you go to Washington, D.C., what are you going to do there? Are you going to hear everybody else's work as well, or what happens?
I'm going to trip out because it'd be my first time going to Washington, D.C., and yes, we do get to see everyone's radio pieces and talk about, or not really the talk about, but we're going to see the experiences that they had with this radio piece, the goals that they're trying to accomplish.
And it's a variety of different works in media, so it's not, so we're representing radio. There are other youth radio producers as well, but also young people who are working in video and photography and spoken word, music, all that kind of stuff. So it's a chance to see how other young people are responding to these issues through media.
The analogy that it's like crisscrossing and crashing into people. It's just, you know, seeing different things and then finally talking about it, connecting.
Yeah, and presumably hanging out and making friends and really exchanging ideas for several days.
And Ryan might even have the chance to perform his story live at the event if he is so willing and brave.
Yes.
Ryan's a good storyteller. He won't admit to it.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, keep your radio tuned to this station for the next 11 hours. And at 7 o'clock, turn on, if it isn't already on, turn it on, and you can hear the good folks from the Youth Media Project. Now, the show is called Audio Revolution.
Mm-hmm. That is our ongoing radio broadcast that we do on KSFR. We actually additionally repackage it and put it on. We've been fortunate for other radio stations to pick it up, KUNM. And do we say other radio stations here on KSFR?
Yes, we love them.
We love KUNM. We do love KUNM. And as well as KRZA. And then what else?
In Alamosa.
In Alamosa.
That's a terrific little station.
It is fabulous. And then the students' works, depending, get picked up by other radio stations because we post both the shows and students' pieces on Public Radio Exchange, where then it can be licensed in other areas. And what we really are moving on this year, two fronts. One is to have the stories return to classrooms and to have them generate dialogue and led by students. And then on the other front is that we're training more this past year other adults, young adults, who are media professionals or young professionals and interested in education. And we have now three people who are operating, who are contributing to this work by leading their own workshops and developing pieces by students that end up, but everything tends to end up on Audio Revolution. So what's going on now is one of them.
And I was thinking it was tonight, but it's not tonight. It's Wednesday. It's the day after tomorrow. Mm-hmm. So keep your radio tuned in for the next 59 hours.
Quick on the math, Mayor Charlotte.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow.
That is a great
idea. No, 7 o'clock on Wednesday. And I
just want to invite people, if they're interested, if this appeals, we always do listening parties. We actually come around, and our office now is within the wonderful Warehouse 21 facilities, where we have an office and access to media facilities, recording studio. And we're actually doing an event as well for people to send off this crew who are being sponsored and supported to go to D.C. So that's Katie and Ryan and Ari Rapoport from the master's program, who is going to be attending the big event in D.C. at Kennedy Center.
He unfortunately couldn't make it today because he is in school.
He's imprisoned by the schoolwork.
Yeah.
Yes, well, that will happen. Judy Goldberg is founder and executive director of the Youth Media Project. Katie Gross is education coordinator and AmeriCorps VISTA volunteer. Ryan Lawless, radio producer. Have a wonderful time in Washington, D.C. I will be listening to you on Wednesday.
Thank you.
Thanks so much, Mary Charlotte.
Shout out to
Thank
Ari.
Thank you so much. Yep.
And what is the website?
Youthmediaproject.org.
That's easy enough.
It is so easy. And come visit us.
Excellent.